Today, we are diving into the future of faith-based technology with Kenny Wyatt, CEO of PushPay. Some new things are on the horizon, so stay tuned for more next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Hey, welcome, folks, to the Church Solutions Podcast. This is episode number 493, but who is counting? My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
Steve, we're still climbing up on 500 here. We've done over 500, but this is kind of the official number, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
So we're going to do 500 here pretty soon. How are
gotta
you doing?
You're
going
on a little trip. Planned, huh?
We do have something special planned. You don't know anything about it, but we do.
Okay, good.
We're going to invite everybody that we've ever had on this podcast.
All right.
And we're all going to celebrate. All right. No, we're not. So you're going away for a little bit. You ready for your little excursion, Steve Lacy?
I'm getting ready. Yep.
All right.
Going to be gone my wife pointed out this is going to be the longest we've been apart in our almost 40 years of marriage. Yeah, it's only going to be 11 days, too. So
I was going to say, it's that long.
Yeah.
Well, good for you guys. My wife one time had to take care of her mother down in Florida, and 1 week turned into 4 weeks. And I was pastoring a church, and I had a little son, a little boy, who now is a big boy. Anyhow, all right, so let's get to our podcast. We got a great guest today. He is the CEO of PushPay, and he brings decades of leadership in technology. Together with, he's got a really deep passion for ministry, and he's actively involved in his local church and global missions. He's honored to lead PushPay in its mission to equip ministries with tools and to help them grow and engage and inspire people. He lives in Castle Rock, Colorado, and I think I'll ask him later here, but I think that's south of Denver, I think. All right. Yeah, I used to do some off-roading there, but we'll get to that later. So our guest has a wife and a very energetic dog who is named Maggie. And he's a proud dad.
And three girls. We can't forget the three girls.
Yeah, let's not forget the three girls. We mentioned the dog, but of course, there's three girls as well. So folks, please welcome Kenny Wyatt to the Church Solutions Podcast. Kenny, how are you?
Good, good. Phil, Steve, great to meet you both. And thanks for inviting me on. Congrats on almost 500. That's a big milestone.
Yeah, we started. Thank you. We started years ago. We did stuff live and did stuff on a futon together. And it's a funny story. But anyhow, so look, you've got a new thing you're launching here. But before we get to that, I want to just ask for people listening here that may not know, what is PushPay?
Yeah, great question. PushPay has been around for quite some time, was really one of the very early pioneers on the donor management side of the business, of ministry. Very early pioneer, kind of started in the mobile space, moved into additional software, and today we find ourselves as one of the leading church tech providers, really providing not only church management solutions integrated into our donor management, giving solutions integrated into an app, and then streaming as well. So many of you might know Resy as a brand in our marketplace. That's a PushPay company. And so
one of our competitors a little bit, maybe. I don't know. So anyhow, okay, we're done here. Have a great day. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I cut you off, Kenny.
We had the honor of serving 15,000 churches, mainly in the U.S., a little bit globally. But big and small, some of the largest mega churches we say grace over with being able to serve them, with playing a very, very small part of a big impact they're having on community, all the way down to some of our smaller churches that are also having fantastic impact on community. So we're excited, honored, honestly, to be able to serve all those churches with kind of leading edge technology, some of which we'll talk about today around AI. So super excited to have that conversation.
So a little bit of trivia before we get into this. Number one, we have a dog named Maggie. We had a dog named Maggie. She passed away. The other thing is you guys acquired a while back Church Community Builders.
That's right.
And I met the founder of that at a trade show in Dallas. I don't know. It was probably 2002 or three at the time. It was just him and one other guy. They had, I went over and I said, how many customers you guys had? At the time, they had 8 customers. So they have, yeah, and they had just gotten going. I go, how'd you get such a nice booth? And he says, I bought it on eBay. I was like, how do you buy a booth on eBay? But anyway, so we go way back with the founders. I can't remember his name. I don't know if we stayed with him the whole time. But yeah, he grew that thing.
We're honored to kind of carry on a lot of that legacy from 20 years ago. You know, CCB is now fully integrated into the PushPay platform. It is our leading church management platform. Of course, we integrate with others in the industry. We may talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, it's they help build a fantastic foundation for church management to put all the people data and small group data and volunteer data, engagement data, together now with donor management from legacy PushPay to create this fantastic kind of enriching product that truly, I mean, if I had to put our mission into a handful of words for the church, it's to know your flock, right? How do you know your flock better? And hopefully we unpack that today even more and get into a lot of detail around now using advanced tools like AI to better know your flock. So that's the mission we're on at PushPay, and we're excited to serve churches that way for sure.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. So my understanding is there is this new feature that you're introducing, AI. I think I read it on a press release or something, AI search for people, and a tool that provides AI strategy behind that. And at least that's what I think I read on the deal. So tell us a little bit about this whole thing. What is it?
We're actually launching a number of tools. I'll unpack a handful of them here today. As we know, I mean, the AI comes in a multitude of different flavors. You know, we are using it today, or we started to use it, if you will, to enrich insights, right? So if you think about a church management platform, even with great software, there's still a lot of detail to work through, if you will, as it relates to creating process cues and creating searches. And I want to be able to kind of narrow down my church kind of congregation to a handful that maybe I'm trying to create a visitor or I'm trying to create volunteers for the next event. AI can come right alongside, and that's what we're doing with natural language in order to process all of those searches inside of our platform instantaneously, right? So no different than kind of you're using your AI of choice, say of Grok. It's going to go out very, very quickly and aggregate all of that data into natural language, either using natural language as an input or an output to provide you data. The same is true now with our products in putting natural language on a lot of our searches. So that's one area that we're focused on. The second area that we're focused on is think about the tens of, this is what I'll get into the streaming side for a second. Think about the tens of thousands of hours that churches are sitting on, particularly with Resi content. And the opportunity to do outreach, right? The opportunity to take a specific topic, create a social media post, launch it through your social media channels, use that as an invite for a first-time visitor, for instance, or as an opportunity to then turn around and generate, for instance, sermon notes, or for me, a men's group studies, right? So, you know, we take the sermon on Sunday and create questions for a Friday men's group. All that can be done via AI. And so that's essentially what we're launching a little bit later this year, particularly through Resi, is to take all that 10,000 hours of content and to be able to do something very, very quickly with it as it relates to either social media, sermon content, or transcripts, as well as for instance, small group questions. So those are a couple of the areas that we're innovating on using AI. It's one of dozens of areas, frankly, that we're using both internally to push pay, but also externally for our customers.
So going back to the natural language one. So previously you would, you know, it's kind of like a Google search or something. I would assume through push pay, you go, oh, find me the men between 20 and 35 years old that were at church this past week that didn't donate or you know, that sort of thing. So with AI, if I'm understanding this correctly, you can convert, you're now using what you call natural language, which is you just talk to the system.
That's exactly
and
right.
Ask it questions. Like,
that's exactly right. And it's using the exact same kind of queries that's already built into the software. It's just making it that much more easier, right? So instead of having to say, okay, how do I go build this query? And, you know, I've got stacks of queries potentially to your point, Steve, just say, hey, listen, I want to go find all of the men under 35 that, you know, have just joined in the last 6 months, because I want to be able to, within these zip codes, because I want to be able to invite them to this specific event, right? You can certainly go do that in any CHMS today, but how easy was it to just do it the way I said it, right? And that's what we built. Please go find me all the men under 35 that have been in church, that have are new members in the last 6 months, that live within 80108. Boom. I now have a list that I can go do something with. And then think about, for instance, using AIs takes it one step further, using AI then to get the, then give you insights on that same database of people, right? So for instance, you know, we track maniacally donor data, not because of the importance of kind of the financial benefit to the church. That's obviously part of it. What's more important is it's a barometer for engagement, right? It's a barometer for the heart. And so if somebody has been a recurring giver for quite some time and all of a sudden falls off, it very well could be that's a life event, right? Maybe it's a loss of a job or something else that's happened, and pastoral care needs to come alongside. Now with AI, that can be prompted immediately and can show up in a kind of a pastor's inbox using AI to say, hey, listen, you should do this, reach out. Certainly that's been available to us for a long time in CHMS, but just making it that much easier to dig into the data, analyze the data, and create insights, more importantly, actions for engagement as a result of those tools.
And I would think that there would, I assume you're also leveraging the, there's a layer of unknown, you know, you can have it help you do queries, but I assume you can go another layer above that where I don't know what to ask for, you know, but I'm planning a men's retreat in 6 months. And we've done these different sermon series and what, you know, what's the right questions to answer, to ask of my system in order to get the information I need. I assume I can go and I don't need to be as smart as I was before, needing to know, okay, now I need to search men 25, da, 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 you know, that sort of thing. Is that a capability as well?
That is true. I mean, that's, we are just now on the precipice of actually kind of marrying now the content with the query in order to create output, right? We're starting with the query. So we're starting with what we talked about earlier, which is just natural language. That's already out there. In fact, two weeks ago, we launched what we call Agent 9. Agent 9 is the exact same thing, natural language, that I just mentioned to you, but it's specific to our Rock RMS customers, right? So some of our largest churches, we partner with Rock RMS in order to, they do the CHMS, we do the donor management. But we've now given them the natural language capability into Rock to now, quote unquote, talk to your Rock, right? To be able to do the exact same thing I just mentioned on our own CHMS, but using Rock RMS as a partner from that perspective. And so the query piece of this is really taking off, and I think it's going to simplify staffs on how they can get to data quicker. The next piece of the next wave of this will be kind of marrying that now content with that, Steve, to get to some of your outputs for sure.
You're probably just barely too young, but why not Agent 99?
I remember Agent 99. Yeah, I don't have a good dress shoe to pull a knife out of, so
that's good. Or a phone out of, right?
Yeah, I was going to say,
that's a dress shoe. Right. Yeah.
Make a phone call.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I digress.
Let me kind of jump in here and derail things as usual. But I'm a former pastor, and so as a pastor, and we have pastors and associate pastors and people in ministry, obviously, listening to this podcast or watching this. So I'm So you listed off some things here, which might be helpful. I mean, giving drops off. Somebody stops giving. Somebody stops attending. What else can this do to again help? And I'm thinking of connection here, right? I mean, and you mentioned that earlier, like somebody stops giving, what's going on? Maybe they need some help. You know, that's a connection thing. So as a former pastor or pastors listening, you know, I want to connect with my people. So this will help me connect with my people?
100%. Right. So if you think about even, and again, every CHMS has this capability. I'll talk specific to Pushpay CHMS. If you think about it, it's important to gain the data and the insight. What's more important is to take action on it, right? What's more important is to be able to prompt an action by either a staff member, an XP, for instance, or even a senior pastor, just depending on, you know, it, you know, where it falls, if you will, within that line of responsibility. And so, you know, using AI. So, for instance, the way we do that today is through, you know, outreach process cues, we call it in our software, right? So if a person, I'll just mention, if you have an event for a men's group, you want to invite under 35, only been here 6 months in these zip codes. Now let's go create action around that. The AI can actually then go prompt, okay, I want to go send an email using Pushpay. I want to go send a set of text messages. I want to go send a process cue by which engagement happens. And by the way, those same tools can say, gosh, hasn't responded. Let's send another one. Let's put them back in a nurture campaign, or can start to make connections based on now that you've said you've attended or you've attended this event, what's next? What's the next step for engagement for that specific member, right? Or for that specific congregant? Maybe, for instance, I've been able to use all the data to say, gosh, they're in a small group. Maybe they're a recurring giver. Maybe they're a regular attender, depending on how you take attendance. Gosh, that's ripe for the next volunteer, right? So to be able to use that same data, that same insight to say, because we all know being around church as long as we have, your best volunteers are the ones that are usually the most engaged in other parts of the church. And so to be able to generate the next volunteer for the next event, that insight is super rich and you can take action on it. And so all of everything I just mentioned is just barely scratching the surface as it relates to how you can use these tools to deepen engagement.
So the church you mentioned, sounds like you're really embracing AI as a tool for the church. How have you addressed those that have been hesitant to?
Yeah. It's so funny. I mean, we do a tech survey every single year. It's called the State of Church Tech. Happy to send it. Easy to download, easy to digest. And we ask a ton of different questions around church technology each and every single year and survey, you know, 1,400 pastors for two reasons. One is in order to give back to the church to say, here's what's happening with church tech, but it also informs kind of where we go as a company. And if you look at last year's survey versus this year's survey, 45% of pastors, which is a statistically kind of relevant number given the end we had, 45% are now saying they are using AI somewhere in their ministry. That's up 80% year over year. This survey was just launched in June. Now that we're sitting here in kind of late fall, mid fall, I guarantee that number is well above 50%. And the reason I say that is because I talk to pastors all day long, right? I'm in front of literally hundreds of pastors over the course of a quarter, for instance. And what they are telling me is in varying different, you know, kind of stages is their adoption of AI is accelerating. Now, it could be simple things, right? It could be, you know, I'm not going to use it for sermon prep, but I am going to use it potentially to generate a note, right, to a congregant. I may not use it necessarily for small group questions, but I am going to have it start that process, if you will, and create the questions. I'm going to go in and put it in my own voice and make sure that it's relevant. I'm hearing that all over the place. And so I think we're just scratching the surface, honestly, of the power of this technology and how it can impact ministry. What we've got to be careful around, and this is the caution, the cautionary tale, is how do we do it responsibly, right? How do we do it ethically? At the end of the day, our company, PushPay, we say grace over a lot of data, right? We say, you know, we protect, maniacally, we protect, you know, credit card information, personal data, giving data, what we call PII in the industry, personal information. And so we have to make sure as we're deploying tools that we're doing it in such a way that we're protecting that same data that we protected now for, you know, a couple of decades as a company. And so we are super cautious about how we deploy AI and make sure that it's with the exact same permissions that maybe a staff member had before the AI tool was launched. They're using the exact same permissions or access to data that they have after that AI tool was launched.
Yeah. So why do you think the attitudes have changed or they're changing so quickly?
I think it's, you know, we're all consumers, right? I bet if I asked you what your AI tool of choice is, you'd give me one, and maybe they're probably different, right? I personally am on Grok. I think it's not a advertisement for Elon, but I think they're just doing an amazing kind of job with their AI tooling. They brought the Twitter data, the old Twitter data, up underneath it to go train the models. But I think as we as consumers are starting to use it more and more in our daily lives, I'm no longer doing a Google search. Google's no longer even on my phone as an app. It's just Grok. That's starting to bleed over into the efficiency of ministry, right? I mean, I know you guys have talked about this a lot on your podcast. I mean, our senior pastors, our XPs, our staffs, they're reaching burnout, right? There is just, the good news is, right, there's so much to do in ministry. The bad news is there's so few people, even with volunteers, to actually do ministry well. And so how do you use the tools at your back to make, you know, your day that much more efficient? And so I think that's why we're seeing more and more pastors and their staffs adopt the technology at a rapid pace, for sure.
I think you're exactly right. I think people are initially, they're like, I'm not going to do that. And then they get exposed to it a little bit and was like, wow, that was really useful. Let's try that again. And I think people are all past that initial point. So we're early. Well, I don't know. You explain lifespans of technology, you know, back 100 years ago, technologies lasted, you know, 50 years or so before they went out. Now we're in the, you know, it's probably months. Or in the near the beginning of this whole AI revolution, where do you see things going? Where do you see 5-10 years from now what church management looks like?
Yeah,
is Elon's robots going to come be greeters at our church, or you know what's going on?
I can't see much past the next, call it 2 years, honestly, with the technology. It's just moving so fast, right? To say that I can see 5 years out, I think if anybody that suggests that is, they may be dreaming a little bit too much. Here's what I see. This is my vision for PushPay, right? And I've got a great diagram at some point, maybe I'll send you just so you can take a look at it. But if you think about church engagement all the way from evangelism through discipleship, right? There are steps along that path that technology can play an interesting role, right? I'll pick just one step. A first-time visitor, right? Where a lot of us are focused on first-time visitor. We have a ton of data around first-time, even a first-time giver, right? How much Apple Pay is starting to impact, that technology is impacting first-time givers. That's a whole other topic. But a first-time visitor, we know with data that the likelihood of a first-time visitor turning to a second-time visitor is about 15%. That's a pretty deep attrition rate, 85% attrition from first-time visitor to second time attender. We also know if there is some engagement at that first time visit with a pastor, with a staff member, if there's some sort of engagement, that number doubles to 30%. That's a pretty interesting statistic, that I can double my chances of somebody coming the second time and hearing, you know, a different sermon and kind of getting deeper engaged in their spiritual journey if I have engagement right up front. Imagine a world, for instance, with using AI tools, and this is what we're building, using AI tools to say, when I go do that outreach, right? When I send the note, for instance, or the text message or the or whatever it is to that first-time visitor to try to convert them to a second-time visitor, imagine if I knew how they engage with me as a church, right? Imagine if I knew that the social media content they consumed was all around loneliness, for instance, or a sermon that, by the way, was preached on Resi. We created through AI tools to create a social media post. They engage with that post. Now, all of a sudden, they're sitting as a first-time visitor. Imagine if I could engage them differently and kind of meet them where they are, how much deeper that engagement to kind of move them to a second-time visitor would be. That's where I see the technology going. We got to be careful that it's not creepy. You know, so I want to say that word, right? We got to be careful that it's not, you know, kind of Google ads, tracking you all over the web. But we can do it in such a way, particularly with users opting in, we can do it in such a way where we can start to make all these connections for deeper engagement using AI tools. That's where we're headed. That's going to be here within months, if not quarters, certainly for Pushback.
Well, you're talking about engagement and first-time visitors. Most, I would assume, you said most first-time visitors are flying under the radar. You don't know there are first-time visitors.
That's right.
Are there? We just visited with another company that's kind of working on that area. Is there things? How do you crack that nut?
Yeah, I mean, so think about. I mean, we have the opportunity with some amazing kind of technology that under the PushPay umbrella to start to connect some of those dots. For instance, we know that before somebody walks through the front door of a church, they have watched your stream if you're streaming. Particularly in Resi, they have watched your stream 8 times before they walk through the front door of the church, right? So engagement actually doesn't start there. Start when they walk in as a first-time visitor. Engagement actually starts way back when they're shopping, right? They're watching you to see, what are you wearing? What are you preaching on? Is it weird? There's all sorts of things kind of walking through people's heads, particularly those that, and we're starting to see this revival in the U.S., particularly those that have never walked through the front door of the church. It's even more important now to engage them online and meet them where they are, and then kind of, you know, drive that process, if you will, that journey to get them through the front doors of the church. That's what's really cool about particularly PushPay is that we have that technology on the streaming side, that side door of the church, if you will. All the way through the technology to be able to track people through opt-in once they walk through the front door and all the way through their discipleship journey. And so that's the cool part about putting all of these technologies together with the sole purpose, I'll repeat it again, with the sole purpose to know your flock better. That really is, at the end of the day, that's our mission. And the more I can help an XP or an SP know their flock better through technology, then we've done our small part of making that big impact on ministry.
So one last question here, Phil, before you got to try to close it. I can see this be really appealing and available to the larger churches. Is there a place for PushPay with my 100 congregation church and my very small budget and that sort of thing?
100%. We've built products that appeal to the entire spectrum, and obviously, you know, the features get richer, probably the insights, the ability to connect dots get better with the more data, i.e. the more people you have in a service. But the same AI tools that I've talked about for a large kind of mega church, for instance, will apply to the smaller church. Now, engagement is easier there, right? So there may not be the need for all of the tools for a smaller church, because as a senior pastor of a 100-person church, you probably know all 100 people walking through the door, and you could probably pick out the one that might be the first-time visitor, for instance, just to use that example. But there's still power in being able to connect dots, identify patterns of your congregants, being able to provide better pastoral care with engagement with the same technology that you're deploying for a 10,000-person church as if it's a 100-person church. That need, that pastoral need and care is still there for those congregants. So use technology at your back, regardless of the size.
Absolutely. So as Steve mentioned, I'm kind of the timekeeper here. We're running out of time. We've been talking with Kenny Wyatt from PushPay. And Kenny, so people listening to this, can they get a hold of you? How can they talk to you? Just give me some contact information if you would.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Kenny.Wyatt@pushpay.com. That's the easiest email to reach out to me. We're in all the social media channels. Pushpay.com is a great place to start. But reach out to me directly if you're interested in learning more about these technologies and how they can impact your ministry. We'd love to chat.
Super. Well, we did definitely need to have you on again sometime. And folks, we want to encourage you, if you haven't subscribed to the Church Solutions podcast, do it. And you'll hear some other people that we interview from time to time. We actually do streaming video, streamingchurch.tv. And we actually also have AI tools, some pretty good analytics. And we've got some other products like DailyDive365.com and those kind of things. So, you know, I think between all of us here, we really want to serve the church. We want to help people, help pastors and help volunteers connect with each other, as well as reaching people for God. So that's what we're all about here, all of us here. So what I'm going to do here, Kenny, is I'll probably put kind of a summary of what we've talked about on our blog eventually here, probably in the next few days or so. We have a blog. It's streamingchurch.tv/blog. And if you want to send me any of the stuff you were talking about earlier, some of the data, I could include that in there as well. And I think people could check it out in a few days and get educated and hopefully help them with their ministry.
Would love to do that.
All right. Well, we're done here, folks. Thank you for spending a little bit of time here on the Church Solutions podcast. I'm Phil Thompson for Kenny Wyatt and Steve Lacey. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.